four players with one aim, to claim this coveted counter. The reward for success? A £10,000 jackpot. It can only be Tipping Points. Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players all hoping to win thousands today.
I'm John, an Army Reserve officer from Belfast.
I'm Cindy, a product manager from Sale.
I'm Harvey, an economics student from York.
I'm Carol, a nurse from Warrington.
Good luck to all of you. Let's play Tipping Points. In round one, you each start with three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz and give me a correct answer, you have a choice to make. You can either choose to play one of your counters into our machine, or if you think the machine's not quite ready to pay out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Now, most of the counters that come out of the machine will be worth £50 to your score. That includes our mystery counters, which do come with a bonus prize. But also nestled in our machine are our two double counters. If one of those falls for you, it will double the entire value of your drop. As always, the person with the lowest score at the end of this round will be eliminated from the game with absolutely nothing. So keep your eyes on the double counters, because they could make all the difference. Everybody ready? Here comes your first question. Which British cyclist and four times Olympic gold medalist is nicknamed Wiggo? John.
Bradley Wiggins.
Yes, Sir Bradley Wiggins it is. Would you like to play or pass?
I'd like to play, please, Ben.
Where are you going to go, John?
Drop zone two.
Line up drop zone two for John, please. Side for the dumb mic, get that mystery into play. What do you think, John?
Hopefully he'll bring it forward.
Done that, but nothing more, I'm afraid. Just split them, didn't it? It's not going to drop, unfortunately. So, John, you're down to two counters.
OK.
Next question. Groundskeeper Willie is a recurring character in which, Harvey?
The Simpsons.
Which long-running cartoon series? It is The Simpsons. Well done, Harvey. Would you like to play?
I will pass this one.
Who are you going to pass
to? My left to Carol.
Carol. Not ready for Harvey. He wants you to go in first. Where are you going to go?
Drop zone one.
OK, let's load up drop zone one, please. There you go, Carol. Let's see what you've got. Oh, it's a very quick drop. You got it down.
Oh.
What do you think, Carol?
It's flat.
It is flat, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Did Harvey make a mistake?
Oh, yes.
Three. Well done, Carol. £150 across the tipping point for you right there. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. With Harvey's pleasure, you have £150 in the bank and two counters left to play. Next question. What does the letter E stand for in the name of the international organisation, the EU? Cindy.
European?
Yes, the European Union. Cindy, would you like to play or pass?
I'm going to play and I am going to try drop zone number two.
Load up drop zone two for Cindy, please. John set them up nicely, Cindy. Get them over on that left-hand side. Come on. There you go. That's not going to be bad, is it?
Please.
Come on.
Push it.
Yes!
Yeah, it's gone over.
It dropped.
Right.
And you've got three across the tipping point
you.
As well, Cindy. £150 to you. Let's take it from the machine, put it into your bank. That draws you level with Carol with £150 and two counters to play. Next question. In 2011, Adele had a hit single entitled Set Fire to the what? Harvey.
To the rain.
Yes, it is. Set Fire to the Rain, Harvey, you're right. Harvey, would you like to play or pass, though?
I think I'll play this one.
Where are you going to go?
And I'm going to go with Drop Zone 2.
OK, load up Drop Zone 2 for us, please.
Just hope to get that double.
Top shelf looks much nicer as well, doesn't it?
Mm.
Put it down, there you go.
Oh, that's where we want
it. Nice one.
Oh, no!
Oh, you're joking me, Ben.
And looking.
Come on.
Oh, they're staying there, Harvey. I can't believe it. I'm afraid they're staying on drop zone two in that top shelf. Someone's going to get them at some point. You're down to two counters. Next question. The African island of Zanzibar lies in which ocean? John.
Indian.
Yes, it is, John. Would you like to play?
I'd love to play, please.
Where are you going
to
go?
Drop zone two, please.
OK, line up drop zone two for us, please.
Come on.
Down.
Get in there.
Even stay. Get them, get them now. Well done.
You're going to get them.
Come on. Push.
That's what it needed.
Oh, wow.
Come on.
Will the double go?
Keep pushing.
Oh. Yes, it will. Well done, John. Three across the tipping point, £150. Of course, one of those is the double, though, so we can double the drop, add in another £150, which means at the end of your go, that's £300. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. Puts you in the lead now, John. £300 with one counter left to play.
Thank you.
Next question. The instep is found on which part of... Harvey?
The foot.
Of the human body, yes. Harvey, do you want to play or pass?
I'll play again in drop zone two.
Load up drop zone two for us, please. Go down, Harvey. Is that where you wanted it?
Not at all.
Oh, dear.
That's all right.
It might.
Could get something over, though.
Could do. Luck's got to come
in.
There
you go.
Oh, here we go.
Anything across the tipping point? No. Oh, Harvey. Somehow staying where it is. So, Harvey, your dad's your last counter, so you need to use it very wisely. Next question. The name of the publishing house that specialises in romantic fiction is Mills and what? John.
Mills and Boone.
It is Mills and Boone. Would you like to play your last counter? Or...
Yeah, I'll play my last counter.
OK, where are you going to go?
Drop song two again, please.
Light up drop song two again, please. That worked out nicely.
Come on, push him over.
Shift that black counter. Push him over, surely. There we go.
Oh, just the one.
Two. Oh, wow.
Push him over. Keep going.
Three with your final counter, John. £150. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. So, John, you finish up with £450. I'm afraid you have used all three counters, though, so for the time being, you're out of the round.
No problem.
Mystery counter has just fallen over in drop zone two, but it's not going to affect anything. Next question for Cindy, Harvey and Carol. Which planet appears in the title sequence and logo for Universal Studios? It's Earth. Next question. In 1985, the oceanographer Robert Ballard discovered the wreck of which ship that had sunk in the Atlantic Ocean? Carol.
Mary Rose?
It's not. Oh. The Titanic it was, Carol. OK, let's take a counter from you, I'm afraid, for getting that wrong. That goes into the penalty pot. You'll all be playing for that at the end of the round. Next question. The honeycomb of which winged insect? Carol.
Bee?
Is used to make wax. It is the honeybee or the bee. Yep. Carol, would you like to play or pass?
I'm going to play.
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go to drop zone two.
Light up drop zone two, please.
That mystery counter looks enticing.
Needed a quick drop.
Yeah, one
is it going to be flat?
No!
Oh, it's a riding.
Oh, no.
Nothing more to add, Carol. You stay on £150. You have used all three counters now. For the time being, you're out of the round.
Okay.
So just Harvey and Cindy left in. Next question for you two. Which drink is sometimes referred to as Adam's Ale? Cindy.
Cider?
It's not, Cindy, it's water.
Oh.
We have to take a counter from you, Cindy. That's going into the penalty pot. There are now two to play for. Cindy, you're down to your last counter now. Harvey, you've got one left as well. Next question. How many musicians are there in a quartet? Cindy.
Four.
Yes. Now, would you like to play?
Yes, I will.
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to give it a shot in drop zone two, Ben.
OK, light up drop zone two. Hanging around. Got it down.
Come on.
Is that where you wanted it?
Anywhere.
Is it going to work?
Anywhere will do.
Yeah.
Oh, that silver one.
Come
on,
come on. Please push, push, push. Yeah. Oh, wow. I wasn't expecting that.
Well done, Cindy.
Thank
you. That's six across the tipping point with your last drop. That's £300. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. That draws you level with John. Both of you, £450. You have used all your counters now, though, so for the time being, you're out of the round. Harvey, just you left in. Because it is just you, you don't need to use your buzzer. You do need to give me the correct answer to this question to put that counter into the machine. I need to do it in the allotted time, otherwise you could get timed out. So if you're not sure, it's worth trying to have a guess.
OK.
Here we go.
Fingers crossed.
Something that's difficult to accept is said to be a bitter pill to what?
To swallow.
Yes! There we go, Harvey. So you've got one counter to put in. We need to get at least three out to give you a chance of going through to the next round, because that will draw you level with Carol.
Going to go for drop zone one.
OK. Light up drop zone one. You got it out,
yeah,
and
I
it's
like
flat.
That.
Nice. Looking good.
Oh, well, there, Harvey, you split. You need three.
Yes.
That's three. £150 right there, Harvey. Well done. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. So that draws you level with Carol. The scores are that John and Cindy have £450 each. Harvey and Carol will have £150 each. But it's not over yet. There are two counters in the penalty pot. They're both up for grabs right now. I'm going to ask you all one more question. If you buzz in and give me the correct answer, you put both these counters into the machine. If you buzz in and give me the wrong answer, you will be frozen out. So, Harvey and Carol, you're both currently in last place. If you want to guarantee a place in the next round, you need to try and give me the correct answer to this question.
Pressure's on.
OK.
Good luck, everybody. Here comes your penalty pot question. The illness, influenza, is often abbreviated to which, Harvey?
Blue.
Which three-letter word is blue? Harvey, well
done.
Here we go. So, two counters to put into the machine. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go with drop zone one again.
Light up drop zone one, please. Here we go, Harvey. Got a bit early. Oh, you got it down,
though. That's where I want it.
Yeah.
Is that going to be flat? Yeah.
It's not a rider.
Can we get you something over that shelf, though?
Well done.
Two across.
Well done.
One out.
Two more.
Three out in the end, Carol. I'm afraid that means you're going to be going home. £150 with your first drop. That puts you on £300, another £150, and it'll draw you level with Cindy and John. Where would you like to go?
It's not looking too good, but I think I'm going to go for drop zone four.
Light up drop zone four for us, please.
Hope that it falls to the right-hand side.
Right up against the side. OK, Harvey. Down,
there you got
it. Go.
You wanted it.
Is it going to be flat? Yep.
Let's get my hands on that mystery prize.
Looks like you might.
Is it going to get close enough? Harvey, that's another three across the tipping point, another £150. So it's £300 in total. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. And you fought your way back valiantly into the game. Very well done.
I'll take it.
As things stand, Harvey, Cindy and John all have £450, which means, I'm afraid, Carol, with £150, we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Oh, thank you. I'm disappointed, but lovely experience. Thank you.
Great
Somebody's
stuff.
Got to be the first
they
to go.
They do, sadly, Carol. Thanks for playing. So join us after the break to see which of today's three remaining players will win through to our head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a bit. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where John, Cindy and Harvey have all survived to play in round two. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50, with the exception, of course, of the bonus double counter. We've got one left in the machine. The player with the lowest score at the end of the round will be leaving the game with absolutely nothing. Now then, we have a three-way tie. All of you have £450. John, by virtue of the fact that you were the first to answer a correct question in round one, you get to choose. Would you like to face the machine first, or would you like to ask one of the others to go instead?
I'd like to face the machine, please, Ben.
OK, 30 seconds for you then, John. Every time you give me a correct answer, I'll give you another counter to put in the machine. If you don't know the answer, just say pass. You ready?
OK, ready to go.
Your time starts now. What present-day woodwind instrument is named after its Belgian inventor, Adolf Sax?
Saxophone.
Correct. Porto is the second largest city by population
Portugal.
Of which... Correct. An epidural is an anaesthetic administered to which part of the body?
Back.
Correct. Which British queen reigned for over 63 years from 1837 to 1901?
Victoria.
Correct. Founded in 1904, the name of which company has come to be used as a generic term for the vacuum flask?
Pass.
Thermos. Which musical theatre actress starred as Grisabella in the original 1981 London production of Cats?
Pass.
Elaine Page. Four correct answers, John. Four counters to put into the machine. Where do you want to go?
Drop zone four, Ben.
Light it up, please. Other side for the mystery.
Yeah.
See if
it's
we can shift
though,
something.
It's flat.
Yeah. Three of them. Oh, nice. Good start. Five with your first drop there, John. £250. Tidy start. Three more to put in.
I'm going to go again with drop zone 4.
Okay. Let's
see if we can get it on the right hand side for this mystery counter event.
Let's light up drop zone 4 again, please. Hectic finish on that one. You got it left again. Flipped a few. Bit of a gap on the tipping point there, isn't there? Yeah, stacked it. They're hanging over, but they're not going to drop. So two
over
to go, John.
I'm going to stick with drop zone 4, please, Ben.
4 again, please.
Yeah.
There
that's
you go.
Better. That's where we want it.
Exactly where you need it.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Come on.
And what about that mystery? Is it going to go? Yes!
Happy with that.
That's another 4 across the tipping point, John. Another £200. We're up to £450. And you got that mystery prize you wanted. You've won a 2-night break to Paris and a stay at the Tim Hotel Berthier Paris 17, courtesy of Groupon.
Fantastic. Thank you
lovely
very much.
Romantic break. You can take some Meals and Boom with you as well, can't you?
Yeah, I'll take a couple of books. Read them on the way. That's fantastic.
You've got one more to go, John.
I'm going to stick with drop zone 4, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone 4, please. This will be your 4th counter in this set, John. Can we get any more money? Could get a couple more, though. Just edge them over. Yeah. Another 2, John, so another £100. We add that in. Let's take that £550 and put it into your bank. And after your go, you finished up with £1,000. Well done.
Thank you.
OK, so Cindy and Harvey both have £450. Harvey, it was you that answered the question before Cindy in the last round, so you get the choice now. Would you like to play next or would you like Cindy to go?
I think I'm going to pass over to Cindy, try and make for a tense finale to the round.
Interesting stuff. Cindy, you get to play first. 30 seconds for you to answer as many questions as you can. Every time you give me the right answer, I'll give you another counter. If you don't know, just say pass. 30 seconds for Cindy, please. Your time starts now. Often used by barbers, what kind of instrument is a cutthroat?
Razor.
Correct. The Liverpudlian John Parrott is a former world champion in which sport?
Snooker.
Correct. Which UK political party was formerly known as the Ecology Party?
Green Party?
Correct. The 1928 novel All Quiet on the Western Front is set during which war?
Pass.
World War I. Ale, stout and lager are all varieties of which?
Beer.
Correct. A pagoda is a temple associated with Hinduism and which other religion?
Buddhism.
Correct. In 1705, which English physicist and mathematician became the first scientist to be knighted? Isaac Newton. It was Sir Isaac Newton. You've got 5 right, Cindy. Where are you going to go?
Drop zone 2.
OK, let's have drop zone 2, please.
That was quicker than I thought it would be.
Yeah, really quick, Cindy. You got it flat, fortunately. Just take
Look
your time.
Me. Oh, come on.
OK, so you split them, set them up nicely. Now you've got 4 more to go.
I'm going to go drop zone 2 again, Ben.
OK, light up drop zone 2 for us, please. No hanging around, Cindy, is there? Crikey.
It's in a good place.
Just get them in there, girl.
Come on. I need more.
Okay, that's 2 across the tipping point. £100 there, Cindy, so we're off the mark, which is important. Now then, you've got 3 more to go.
Okay, I'm gonna still drop zone 2.
Okay, light up drop zone 2 again, please. Oh, it's almost put the brakes on. Got 9 to draw a level.
Come on,
okay.
Black.
Now then, can we get something over here?
Would be good. Come on.
One there.
Just like it to go a bit more on the left. Push a bit.
Another one, Cindy. Another £50. We're up to £150 in the bank. You've got 2 more to put in, Cindy.
OK, I'm going to stick with drop zone 2, Ben.
OK, load up drop zone 2 for us, please.
Taking my time this time.
Good. Get your timing right.
I just wanted to go left. Listening to me.
That's good.
No. They're all holding right.
One on the other side.
Flat.
Please, flat.
Yes.
At least it's flat. It's not going where I want. Come on. Oh, yeah.
You got them. Are they going to go, though?
Yes,
they are. Well done. 7 across the tipping point. £350 we add in. You're up to £500. And you've got 1 more to put in.
I'm gonna go for drop zone 3.
Okay, let's start up drop zone 3, please.
Bit of a change.
One more draws you level with John. Two will put you in the lead.
Great.
Right in the middle.
Oh, please, just right.
Coming at that double.
Not right.
Is it going to be flat?
Please be flat.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, looking good.
He's just going to split them, though. Need a decent shove here.
Don't jinx it.
Cindy. Cindy, you've set up that shelf very nicely.
I know I did.
Nothing more to add, but £500 is still a decent amount of money. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. And you're up to £950, just £50 behind John. So, Harvey, was that a wise decision?
I'm not so sure now. Not so sure, but fancy my chances.
You're going to give it your best go. Good. Yeah. 30 seconds to answer as many questions as you can. Every time you give me a right answer, I'll give you another counter. If you don't know the answer, just say pass.
OK.
You ready?
Yep.
30 seconds for Harvey. Your time starts now. Mutt, mongrel and pooch are terms
Dogs.
You... Correct. Carson the Butler tends to the Crawley family in which ITV drama series?
Downton Abbey.
Correct. The Glorious Dead is inscribed on which National War Memorial in Whitehall?
Pass.
The Cenotaph. Celebrated the day after Halloween, All Saints Day takes place in which month?
November.
Correct. Which Danish company makes the brick construction toy Duplo?
Pass.
Lego. In his painting The Birth of Venus, Botticelli gives the goddess what colour hair?
Red.
Blonde. The official language of Hong Kong are Cantonese and which other?
China.
English. Named after its inventor, what word follows Ferris to give the name of a large amusement ride?
A wheel.
Ferris wheel, yes. Just out of time. Harvey, you got three right. Ambient drop there. Hasn't changed anything. Harvey, you need 10 counters to catch Cindy. Where are you going to start?
I'm torn between three and four. I think I'm going to start with three and hope the double comes.
OK, light up drop zone three for us, please. You're going to have to work to get the double to the edge, but...
Down.
Big one. Oh, Harvey. Oh. Your timing's all over the show there, son. One in, nothing out. This is the tenth finale you were playing for, right?
It is, yeah, one for the viewers at home.
OK, Harvey, you've got two more counters to put in.
Yeah, I've got to go for three again.
OK, load up drop zone three for us, please. Lovely stuff, that's it. Could be good, there's a lot on that shelf. Go on.
Yeah.
Can we get some here?
Got a few over.
Oh, it is.
Three.
That's three for you, Harvey. £150.
How many do we need now?
We need seven more.
Seven more.
What do you reckon?
I'm going to go for three again.
OK, load up drop zone three for Harvey. Timing is so crucial now, Harvey.
That's
right
good.
Hand side.
That could look good.
Yeah.
That's not
you
bad
never
at
know.
All.
It's me or you, Cindy.
Oh, dear. Well, I'd rather it's me, then.
I think it's going to be
Sorry.
Good.
Sorry.
There's the double over. There's one. Four more across the tipping point in the end, so only £200, I'm afraid, which means £350 that you managed to get out of it. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. John, you are going through as our leader with £1,000. Cindy, you're just behind him with £950. Harvey, you gave it a great shot, but I'm afraid with £800, we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thank you very much.
So it's John and Cindy who'll be going head-to-head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. But now for your chance to win an amazing £14,000, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. According to the proverb, which of the big cats cannot change its spots? A, lion. B, tiger. C, leopard. Call 09041 61 30 30. Calls cost £1.50 plus your network access charge. Text your answer A, B or C to 63339. Text cost £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Or post your name, answer and telephone number to TPT09 PO Box 7558 Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Good luck. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where just two players remain, John and Cindy. Very well done to both of you for getting this far. It's time to find out which of them is going to be taking on our machine for the £10,000 jackpot. In this round, you're each going to be asked three questions alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer, or you can pass it to your opponent. If you give me a correct answer, you put the counter into the machine. If you give me a wrong answer, your opponent will put the counter into the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of this round will be today's winner, and we'll be playing for £10,000. John, you are leading. So it's up to you. Would you like to go first, or would you like to pass it to Cindy?
Ben, looking at the machine now, I think I keep control.
OK, here comes your first question, John. Which 2014 Brits Critics' Choice winner has had UK number one singles with Money On My Mind and Stay With Me? You can pass this, John, if you're not sure. Do you think Cindy might know?
She's been quite clever so far. But I think I'll pass this one, Ben.
He's got to pass it, so John's not sure. Cindy, Money On My Mind and Stay With Me.
I have the tune in my head.
You got the tune? Yes. Who sang it?
If only I remembered. I'm going to go with... I know it's not there, but Tinchy Strider.
You're going to go with Tinchy Strider. John, if I'd pushed you, what would you have said?
I wouldn't have had a clue.
You just wouldn't have had a clue?
No.
So, Cindy, if you're right, you steal the first counter. If you're wrong, John, you win it to put into the machine.
OK.
It's yours.
Is the answer Tinchy Strider?
No.
Sam Smith. It was Sam Smith, Cindy.
Yeah, that's hard in space now.
Yeah, I bet. John, where would you like to put the counter?
I think I'll opt for Drop Zone 3, please, Ben.
OK, load up Drop Zone 3 for us, please. This will be our fifth counter into Drop Zone 3. I only had 7 out.
Oh, it's a good spot.
Yeah, well, it's
Cindy
getting
a little
over
it.
There, it'd be nice.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, hold Lucky. On. They're both very close, but neither is going to drop for you, I'm afraid, John. So you stay on £1,000. Cindy, great opportunity for you now. It's time for your first question. The 1991 novel Scarlet by Alexandra Ripley is a sequel to which book by Margaret Mitchell? You can pass it to John if you're not sure.
Yeah, I'm going to pass it.
OK, here we go, John. Opportunity for you to steal now. Any ideas?
Bridget Jones' Diaries.
Bridget Jones' Diaries. OK. Cindy, do you think he's anywhere near it?
I think I'm going to get a shot at Drugs on Three.
I think you are as well, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Pleased with that.
I think you are as well.
Was it Bridget Jones' Diaries? It's Gone with the Wind.
I nearly said that, but I just thought the dates, it's too...
Too far.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Cindy, the good news is you win the counter. You get to put it into the machine. Where are you going to go?
Drop Zone 3, Ben, please.
OK, load up Drop Zone 3 for us, please.
Yes.
Yeah, that's looking good.
Oh, please don't ride.
That's looking good.
Is it going to? Get it down.
Oh, it's riding, you're joking.
No. Oh, that might work, though.
I don't think so.
Cindy!
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame. Hard luck.
Never mind.
Cindy, you stay on £950. John, time for your second question.
OK.
Galaxy and Milky Way are chocolate bars produced by which American confectionery company? You can pass this to Cindy. Is she a girl who knows her chocolate?
I think I'll answer this one.
Oh, you got it, right.
Yeah, I think I might know this one.
OK.
I think I'll go for Nestle.
You're going to go with Nestle? Cindy, if I'd asked you, what would you have said?
Probably the same, yeah.
You probably would have said the same.
Yeah.
Let's find out, John. Have you got it right? Is the answer Nestle? Oh. Nestle is Swiss, it's Mars.
Mars?
Oh, my
Mars
goodness.
Mars make the galaxy and the Milky Way.
Oh.
Cindy, you get the counter.
Thank you.
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go with Drop Zone 3.
Light up Drop Zone 3 for Cindy. Right, we had a rider last time. See if we can get something... across that top shelf.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Heavy settle, you
nice
got it down, mate?
Yeah, that could be good.
Could well shift a few.
Come on!
No
it's
way.
Cindy.
Wow.
Just not going to fall for you. Time for your second question. What is the English name for the Italian city of Firenze? Can pass it if you're not sure. Do you think John knows?
Yeah, I'll know this. Definitely know this. And I think I might do as well.
OK.
So I'm going to give it a shot and I'm going to go with Florence.
You've gone with Florence. John, what would you have said?
Verona or Venice.
Verona or Venice.
Yeah.
Cindy, let's find out. Have you got the right answer? Is Firenze also known as Florence? Yes, the capital of Tuscany, of course. Well done, Cindy. Good
Thank
knowledge
you.
That. Right. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go with 3 again, but I'm not convinced.
Light up Drop Zone 3. Let's see if the machine can convince you.
Yeah, I hope she does.
Can you take John's lead?
Yeah, that's looking good.
Come on.
Oh, nice and flat.
Settled it down.
Please.
Oh, yeah, that could be the winner.
Please. Is it going to do it? It's got to be on target.
Oh, yes, yeah. Come on.
That's a nice little cluster. Four counters across the tipping point, £200. You're working hard for these counters. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. Cindy, you now lead with £1,150. John, you stay on £1,000. Time for your third question. What type of sea creature was Paul, who it is claimed predicted the outcome of 8 matches during the 2010 World Cup?
I'm big into my football, Ben. I think Cindy would probably know this as well, so I'm going to have to play this one myself.
OK.
Paul was an octopus.
Paul was an octopus, Cindy.
I agree.
You would have agreed.
Yes.
Let's find out. Was Paul an octopus? He was. Well done, John. Right then. We could do with some sort of octopus to get into that machine.
I think
we?
I'll stick with drop zone 3.
Light up drop zone 3 for John. Side now.
That's looking good.
Come on. What do you reckon, John?
Maybe one or two over, Ben. Be nice.
Yeah,
oh, here we go,
oh
on
goodness.
Two fronts.
Keep pushing them, boy.
Oh, that's a big drop.
Yeah.
John, you needed 3 to draw level. That's a massive 10 counters across the tipping point.
Wow.
£500. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank.
Sorry.
£1,500 is what you have now. Cindy, we come to you. It just got a whole lot tougher. But you have got one more question to try and get back into the lead. Which car manufacturer is the parent company to the Lexus brand? If you don't know, you can pass it. Do you think John knows?
I think he's going to know this. He's a guy, come on. He's going to know his cars. I've got to make something up that's going to work. I'm going to get it wrong anyway, so over to you.
John, any ideas?
I would say Nissan.
Gone with Nissan.
I've gone with Nissan, yeah.
If John's right, John, you're definitely playing for £10,000. If he's wrong, Cindy, you've got one last counter to put into the machine. Is the answer Nissan? Toyota.
Toyota.
Japan's biggest selling premium car. John was wrong, Cindy. You did absolutely the right thing by passing. Right then, one more counter.
It's going to have to be some, drop zone 3.
Drop zone 3, light it up, please. Bad. You can get that silver one over. Go on! No! Crushing.
Indeed.
Nothing at all, Cindy. I'm so sorry.
Don't be.
Nothing drops for you, so we can't change the scores. They stay exactly as they were. Congratulations, John. You are today's winner with £1,500. Cindy, we've loved having you, but I'm afraid with £1,150, we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
So, John, congratulations. In a few minutes, I'm going to ask you to put this jackpot counter into the machine. It's a little bit bigger, but it is a whole lot better. Because if you can get it out again, you're going to go home with £10,000.
Looking forward to it, Ben.
Can John master the machine by finding its £10,000 tipping point? We'll find out after the break. But first, for your chance to win an amazing £14,000, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. According to the proverb, which of the big cats cannot change its spots? A. Lion. B. Tiger. C. Leopard. Call 09041 61 30 30. Calls cost £1.50 plus your network access charge. Text your answer A, B or C to 63339. Text costs £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Or post your name, answer and telephone number to TPT09 PO Box 7558 Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over, lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Good luck. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. John is our winner today. He's managed to get himself £1,500. Very well done, sir.
Thank you very much, sir.
That was a battle right up till the end, and here you are, about to take on our machine for £10,000. What would you do with the money, John, if you were to win?
I'd probably donate some to some of the 2 military charities I support, the Army Benevolent Fund and BLESMA, the British Limitless Ex Servicemen's Association.
Fantastic.
So I'll give some of the money to them. Make a
hugely
donation.
Important charities for the work that you've been doing all your life, really.
Yeah, well, being a soldier, I like to support the military charities, and I think that they'll benefit and they'll be wishing me well, hopefully, to win the £10,000.
Fingers crossed for you, because we'd love to be able to send you home with £10,000 for whatever you want to do with it, particularly those charities.
Thanks very much, Ben.
Time to find out whether John's going to win our £10,000 jackpot. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put the jackpot counter into the machine. All you have to do if you want to go home with £10,000 is get it out again. Here's how you're going to do it. I'm going to show you six question categories. For each category, you can choose to play one, two or three counters into the machine. The more counters you play for, the harder the question's going to be. But the more counters you win, the easier it should be to get the jackpot counter out. Don't forget, we still do have that one double counter in the machine.
Yeah.
It doesn't have any effect on the jackpot counter, but it does still apply to all the other counters. It's worth keeping an eye on, because if you don't manage to get the jackpot, you still win money for every other counter that drops for you. Of course, what we want you to do, though, is go home with £10,000.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
All right. First thing we need to do then, John, release the jackpot counter into the machine. What are your thoughts?
I'm just looking at the machine, Ben, especially where that double counter is. Drop zone three looks good, because even if it pushes over to the left and gets behind that large group on the bottom zone there, I'm thinking we could be in with a winner.
OK. Let's light up drop zone three, please. Third time today. OK. Rapid drop, wasn't it?
Yeah, both very rapid. Push some over, would be nice.
OK. Yeah, nice start there. Feed some of these through all the way. Go on, go on, go on, go on, go on. So eight counters, a great start. £400 goes straight into the bank. We're up to £1,900. Jackpot counter nice and flat to the right of drop zone three. Let's take a look at your endgame subjects. Film, sport, landmarks, mythology, food and drink, and literature. You can play them in any order you like, so when you're ready, if you'd like to give me your first one, and for how many counters?
Maybe not too good with the food and drink and literature, as you've already seen. Film, sport might be OK. Landmarks might be OK. I've travelled a bit. Mythology would be a bit of a guess, I think. So I think I'll go with sport first.
OK, sport for how many?
Two counters, please.
Sport for two counters, please. The term hit for six is an expression most associated with which sport? Darts, cricket or tennis?
I don't play it a lot, but I think I'll go for cricket.
Should we light up cricket?
Cricket, please, yes.
We're going to take cricket, please. Hit for six, is that a term from cricket? Bang, yes, of course it is, when the ball goes over the boundary.
Over the boundary.
Now then, two counters.
Drop zone three.
Light up drop zone three for us, please.
Oh,
oh
yeah, I like that.
That's
I like
beauty,
that.
Wasn't it?
That'd be nice.
Straight at it, straight on it, stay straight. That's good.
Keep pushing.
And then what about that double?
Bit,
we're going to get near the double. OK. So three across the tipping point. The £150 goes in. What, to £2,050? I've got one more to put in as well, John.
I'm going to go for drop zone three again, please.
Light it up again, please. Just like the last.
Oh, no. Sit.
That's nearly over to drop zone two.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think it might be now.
Oh.
A few there we can clear.
There's a mystery there. There's a mystery there.
Another one. Another £50. So we head up to £2,100. Jackpot counters on the edge of the shelf. We're looking all right. Let's go back to the categories. Film, landmarks, mythology, food and drink and literature.
I'll go for food and drink.
OK, food and drink for...?
Two.
Food and drink for two counters this time, please. The Scottish dessert cranachan traditionally contains which fruit? Banana, raspberry or apple?
Cranachan.
Cranachan, have you ever heard of it?
No, I'm afraid not. I've not heard of it, Ben. So I think this one's probably going to have to be a guess. You don't associate Scots with bananas. Raspberries may be a bit too much for them, so I think I have to go for apple.
Should we light up apple?
I'll go for apple, yeah.
We're going to light up apple.
I'll get some steak, but I'll go for apple.
You might do.
Yeah.
What we hope is cranachan is traditionally made with apple. Is that the right answer?
No.
It's raspberries.
Is it raspberry? OK.
Cream, whiskey, honey and oatmeal. Yeah. And raspberries. Shame we've missed that one there.
No
Let's
problem.
Go back to the categories. Film, landmarks, mythology and literature.
We'll go for landmarks, please, Ben.
For how many?
Two, please.
Landmarks for two counters, please. Which architect designed the Millennium Bridge in London? Sir Norman Foster, Sir Nicholas Grimshaw or Thomas Heatherwick? You know the bridge?
I know the bridge,
You live and work in London.
Yeah, yeah, I've walked across it many times.
Did you walk across it when it was bouncy?
Yeah, I've been on it when it's bouncy, yeah. I've heard of one of them, but the other two don't seem to
Which one
jump
have you heard
out.
Of?
I'm thinking Sir Norman Foster. Once again, I'm going to have to go with my initial instinct, Ben, I'll go for Sir Norman Foster.
Should we light up Norman Foster?
Yes, please.
We're going to text Sir Norman Foster, please. The Millennium Bridge. Wonder who the architect was. We're hoping it was Sir Norman Foster. Yes, it was.
Oh,
well
good,
done.
What a guess.
Doesn't Sir Nick Grimshaw do the Radio 1 breakfast show?
I thought he did, yeah.
OK, two counters.
I'm going to go for drop zone 3, please, Ben.
Light up 3, please.
Yeah, that could be good if it gets through that gap.
Maybe not. That silver one. Let's go think about. Okay. Oh, bit of a hole there, not to worry.
That's right.
One more to go. Drop zone 3 again.
Yes, please.
Fire up.
Hey. Oh, get a wee bit across to the middle would have been better.
A fraction more. And
yeah.
I'm going to ride.
Yeah. That's not to worry. Nope.
Still a lot on that tipping point for us to get at, and that jackpot counter just on the edge of the top shelf. Let's go back to the subjects. Film, mythology and literature.
I'll go for mythology, please, Ben.
For how many?
Two, please.
Mythology for two counters, please. Which of these weapons is most associated with the Greek god Zeus? Bow and arrow, hammer or thunderbolt?
Zeus sounds quite one of the fierce gods, I think. Hammer's Thor. Zeus, I'm thinking Thunderbolt.
Thunderbolt?
Thunderbolt, yeah.
That would suit Zeus.
Yeah, I think Thunderbolt.
Should we light it up?
Yeah, Thunderbolt.
We're going to take Thunderbolt, please. This would be great if we're right. Does Zeus have a Thunderbolt? Yes, he does. Well done.
Thank you.
OK, so, two more counters here, John.
Drop zone 3 again, please.
Light up drop zone 3. A little drop there.
Yeah.
Into the bottom shelf.
Yeah.
Oh!
Oh, lie.
God, it just didn't settle in time, did it?
No luck.
Can't control the end when they fall like that. OK, one more to go, John.
Drop zone 3 again.
Light up drop zone 3. There. Stop.
That's better.
Now then, John.
That might get it over.
Is it going to split those two? Go on, get it.
No joy.
Just needs a fraction more and it's going to go. OK, let's go back to the categories. Film and literature.
Literature, please.
Literature for how many?
Two, please.
Literature for two counters, please. What is the surname of the detective in Dickens' Bleak House? Sand, bucket or spade? Have you read it at all?
No, I haven't.
Which would be a detective's name?
I think I'll discredit Bucket, because I think that's the name of a contentious housewife in a comedy programme. I'll go with Spade.
Spade?
Yeah, I'll go with Spade.
Let's light up Spade, please. If this is right, we've got two counters, and we need to get that jackpot onto the bottom shelf. Was the detective in Bleak House known as Detective Spade? It was Bucket.
Was it Bucket?
It was Detective Bucket. Oh, frustrating, very frustrating, John. Right, back to the categories. We've left ourselves with film. What do you reckon?
I'll go for 3.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Film for 3 counters, please. Which of these Simon Pegg and Nick Frost films is not part of their Three Flavours Cornetto trilogy? Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz or Paul? Do you know those films?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
OK.
I think I've seen two of them. Shaun of the Dead's the zombies, Hot Fuzz is the police, and Paul is the alien, I believe.
Three Flavours Cornetto trilogy. Have you heard of that?
No, I've not heard of it. I'm just trying to think. I'm just thinking, were they seen eating cornettos in the film? So. I'll go for Shaun of the Dead.
Should we light it up?
Yeah, I'll light it up.
OK, we're going to take Shaun of the Dead, please. Why go for Shaun of the Dead?
I just think Hot Fuzz and Paul were closer together, probably. For some reason, I had something in my head that made me think that I've seen him eating a Cornetto and Hot Fuzz, and I haven't seen Paul, so they might have done, but it's a guess, really, to tell you the truth, Ben.
It's a bit of a guess.
Yeah.
It's a guess that we need to be right. Is Shaun of the Dead not part of the Three Flavours Cornetto trilogy?
No. Was it Paul?
is the other one. The third one is The World's End.
Ah, yes. Not the way.
Very frustrating, John. Jackpot counter still there on the top shelf. Yeah. We're out of questions, we're out of categories. You've got yourself £2,100. At this stage,
yes,
as I'm sure you know, I offer you one final chance to leave with £10,000. All the money you've made so far for three final counters to put into the machine in the hope of leaving with 10 grand. Given where the jackpot counter is and how it's gone, I'm pretty sure I know what the answer is going to be, but I'm going to ask anyway.
Yeah.
Would you like to take the trade or would you like to take the money?
I'm going to take the money so I can give some money to the charities.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
Really, really well done,
yeah,
John.
Thank you.
In the end, it wasn't to be your day, but you're still going with £2,100. And, of course, you've won your trip to Paris.
Yeah, I've never been to Paris before, so I look forward to that.
You will love that.
Yeah. Indeed.
Have you had a good day?
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Well, we've loved meeting you and really enjoyed playing alongside you. Well done.
Thank you very much, Ben.
So there you go. Paul Lees with £2,100. He's off for a little romantic break as well. Join us next time when the fate of four more players will hang in the balance on Tipping Point. Goodbye.